FM with Laura Fox
podcast. 2FM proudly supporting Stand Up Awareness Week 2024, celebrating LGBTQ plus inclusion. For more, visit belongto.org.
Yes, 2FM is proudly supporting Stand Up Awareness Week again. And on the station this week, we are going to be hearing personal stories from young LGBTQ plus people. What is it all about? Well, Stand Up Awareness Week is all about taking a stand against the bullying and harassment of LGBTQ plus young people and to celebrate all the young people and their diversity. It has been organised by Belong To, the National Organisation for LGBTQ plus Young People. Comedian Garrett Farley is an ambassador for Stand Up Awareness Week and he joins me now. Hi, Garrett.
Hello, how are you? It's lovely to be here.
I know, it's great to have you.
In the van on Parnell Street.
In the van on the Parnell Street, exactly. Before we actually get into talking about Stand Up Awareness Week and all of the amazing work that Belong To do, can we talk about you and your tour first?
We can, of course. Yeah, I'm on tour at the moment.
Fantastic.
I'm about 6 dates in. And it's been great. I mean, it's lovely to be back on the road. Like, my last tour got extended up to June, so I didn't have as much time off as I'd hoped. But I'm back out. I'm in Port Laois this week and Limerick next week and Roscommon, and I'm all around the country until June.
A great complaint to have as well. I mean, like, I had to extend the last tour. Oops,
just to extend it, just threw that in there. I'm not sure if you noticed.
Are tickets still available if people want
they
to get their hands on
them? They are on GarrettFarley.com, or if you don't want to get bothered by the sold out ones, you can go to the link in my Instagram bio because none of the sold out ones are there.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so that's everyone sorted if you want to get your tickets and you're up and down around the country and we'd love to see it. Garrett, you are here today to share your own story. Can you tell me more about your experience growing up?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Finglas. Yep. I went to school in Finglas back in the 90s. So I think when straight people hear my story, they always think, oh my God, that's horrific. But when gay people my age hear my story, they go, yeah. That's what it was like.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in primary school, I would have been bullied quite badly, and the same in secondary school. But primary school was the, I guess, from ages 9 to 11, it was pretty bad.
That's mad.
Yeah, it was
just because primary school, you just think, like, you know, like, everyone's so young and, like, do they really have a care in the world about, like, what everyone's sexuality is and how do they even know to make fun of people?
I mean, I was called gay before I knew what it was.
God.
You know, I mean, because you're just like it was just a word that I think kids heard.
Yeah.
And I guess the culture of the time was, as much as we don't like to admit it, the culture of the time was it was okay to bully gay kids.
Yeah.
I mean, we had, you know, the case of Declan Flynn in the 80s, that all that stuff, it fed in to gay people, I guess, or LGBTQ plus people, being second class citizens. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have vivid recollections of my dad having a meeting with the school principal and, you know, really going like, this has to stop, it has to stop. Mm. And the principal, his approach was, oh, but it'll make a man of him, you know, like that was the thinking at the time. Yeah
man,
it was like
up.
He's a bit effeminate now, but don't worry, this, you know, this will make a man of him, he'll be, you know, he'll come into his own. I mean, it's hard, but it was hard at the time, but you know, it's the stuff that goes into making of the man. You know, I'm very content now, I have a very nice life.
Yeah.
You know, I would lessen it, but I wouldn't change it.
Okay.
You know.
You mentioned your dad there going into your principal. And
yes,
you are very lucky with your parents, girl.
My parents were unbelievable. I mean, it's interesting. When I was growing up, I never saw another gay person.
Mm.
You know, not that I was aware of. I had no gay relatives. My parents certainly didn't know anything about being gay. And I always say I didn't come out of the closet. My parents went in to get me. Like, it was more, I definitely would have been one of those kids that fell through the net, purely because I had spent so much time being bullied and going, I'm not gay. That when you get to 17
yourself.
Or 18, you're like, oh, maybe I am.
Yeah.
But it's there's two forces working against yourself, you know, so you can't. So I definitely wouldn't have, you know, on my own instinct, mm-hmm. come out of the closet. So it was very much my parents having to go, come here. This is grand.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, we don't understand it, but we'll get through it. Like, and I think that's the most important piece of all of this, is that young kids, like teenagers, isolated teenagers that are, you know, in the closet and worried about all of this, forget how loved they are.
Yeah, that their parents absolutely adore them.
But that's the first, that is the first line, is that your parents absolutely adore you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you're afraid of their reaction, but you need to remember this piece because this is the important bit.
Isn't it mad as well, because you can let the opinions of, you know, other people, and as you would have going through primary school and going through secondary school and having all of this coming at you the whole time, being like, you're so gay, and you know, like, you're
oh,
this.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
And you're like, this is an insult. Okay, I need to man up, as my principal is saying. But if you didn't have your parents there to kind of go, no, no, hang on a second, this is all right, you're here to go, it could have been a completely different path.
Yeah, completely. I mean, the like, as I said, the culture of the school was...
And the culture of the time.
And the culture of the time and everything. It all fed into that. But I guess your parents... because I mean, schools have hundreds and hundreds of kids.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, the gay ones get bullied. That was the accepted thing at the time. Whereas I think now organisations like Belong To, they are kind of like putting a full stop. They're drawing a line under that. And they're giving schools the opportunity, because for sure there were teachers at that time that were, I'm sure, thinking, I wish we could. And I had a great teacher. I had a brilliant teacher, primary school teacher, who pulled me aside and gave me a stern talking to about how you need to ignore this. And yes, this is bad, but this will pass.
Yeah.
His name is Brian O'Toole, but he was an incredible teacher.
Yeah.
And it was a really, I remember that so clearly. And there are teachers like that out there. And that is the culture that needs to be fostered and encouraged in schools. Because yes, pride is brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely fantastic. And its big gestures are wonderful, but it's not about the big gesture.
It's the small.
Yeah, it's the small, it's the things. Like I always say, it's like, there's a line in an Alicia's Attic song called Little Sparks That Fly and Land Like Dynamite. And it's the bad little things, like catty little comments that will really hurt someone that's isolated. Yeah. But the good thing about that is that small things will make them feel amazing.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about seeing a pride flag. It's about somebody making a positive comment, or the captain of the football team wearing a pride pin, or, you know, like, or the popular kid saying to somebody who makes an off-colour
Shut
remark,
up.
Grow up.
Yeah.
Come on, we're 14. Yeah, we're men.
Like, let's go on with this now.
Exactly.
I totally understand where you're coming from on that. Like, your teacher, Brian O'Toole, that you remember vividly to this day from being in primary school, and that's how many years ago, the fact that, like, you'd like a little support network. But do you think that if schools had the culture and of support for LGBTQ plus young people, that things would have been different for you as a gay child?
Yeah, definitely. Because I think that the problem was the premise.
Yeah.
The premise... Now I think it's become more accepted in most schools, not all schools, most schools, is that it's wrong, that it's awful, and that this does have an effect. I mean, LGBTQ kids, like, when you think about it, the likelihood of a young, let's say, straight teenager, you know, attempting suicide is one number. For an LGBTQ plus kid, it's five times that. That's like, and me, as not a parent and don't particularly like kids, I find that absolutely horrifying.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, it's really, it is terrifying. And I think that anything you can do to lessen that, I think, is important.
Yeah. I presume that there weren't many role models for gay teenagers and a gay teen like yourself when you were growing up.
Not until Stephen Gately came out.
Yeah. That's
and
that
I
wild?
Remember it. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is so wild, because I think that's it's a pop culture moment in history, because as well you had all the straight girls crying because they were now going, oh no.
And I viscerally remember Gay Byrne having a trans magician on The Late Late Show. I remember that when I was about I can't remember what age I was. I know I was very young.
Yeah.
And she just did all of her tricks. And then he said something along the lines of, and you transitioned. And he was like, yes, I did. And the audience went, great, fantastic, fine. Isn't it? What a great magician.
Didn't need to be that,
like,
big
there was
deal.
No, yeah, there was no big deal. Yeah. So it's just those little things that, you know, that you got like a little bit of comfort from. But they were, it weren't necessarily things about being gay. It was more about, oh, there's someone that's really different.
Yeah.
I feel really different.
Yeah.
And I think that what's great about Belong To is it's about finding your tribe, and it's about, you know, youth groups for finding your tribe, yes, but it's also about support for parents, because parents get it wrong. And as, you know, I think my parents did an amazing job, but yeah, they definitely said the wrong thing now and then, and I said the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And what's important is that you get past it and forgive each other. And it's not, I think parents worry a lot about saying the right thing.
Yeah.
And it's okay to go, you know what, you will say the wrong thing because your kid's a teenager and they can be hard work, and parents can be hard work, and you're going to have rows, and you're going to all say the wrong thing, and then you're all going to forgive each other.
And also, I think what you have to remind yourself of as well is that it's everybody's first time going through this. It's your first time being a parent and trying to navigate this world for your child, and all you want is that your child is going to be safe and secure and be okay, but remembering that they are still a teenager regardless of what's
and
going on with them.
I was a brat when I was a teenager.
Oh my god, like I think I still like morph back into that emotional teenager where I'm like,
yeah, you don't understand me.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody gets what's going on, you know, and like, and everybody's at that as well, and it's so isolating. You still think you're the only person who's going through this. But let's talk about Belong To for a second, because we mentioned your tour at the very beginning, and you are going to be supporting your Belong To on your comedy tour too, like, you know, talking all about
them. Well, what happened was, I do support for Sarah Millican in the UK, and she has a thing that she does, a collection for the Samaritans after her show. And I thought, that's such a great thing to do, because, I mean, it's, you know, people are in good mood, they can, and I know times are hard for people, it's not necessarily about collecting money, but it's also about people seeing the Samaritans banner at her shows. I think, God, that's a great thing to do. And I've wanted to do it. And it, Glamour Hammer was finally a big enough tour where it's actually worthwhile, where you're not mortified. So with this tour, I thought, well, okay, I'm going to set this up. And Belong To, I think, were an obvious choice for me. So what happens just at the show is it's just a banner that people can scan if they want to donate money. But also what's more important...
Is the visibility,
but also there's some leaflets. And it's interesting because a lot of theatre staff have been saying... Not a lot of people are taking leaflets, but there are people that are taking photographs of leaflets. And it's just about looking at your kid and going, I think in a few years we could be having a conversation. And it's fair enough to say that. And just to, it's just about knowing that you as the parent might need support. Because it's a hard road to navigate for any parent, because, you know, I know when I was coming out or when I was dealing with all these feelings, I was a monster. I really was.
Like, I know, but that's okay as well.
Yeah, exactly. But you're not, you're fighting so many battles in your head, and you're having so many arguments in your head that you're not actually having in real life. And then you do come out and it's all okay. But I think what's important to remember is that, there's a little bit of turmoil in the middle. But the other side of it, it's...
Totally fine.
Life is absolutely great. But I think that it's so fantastic that Belong To offer... a massive range of supports, like for schools, for parents, for the kids going through it. It's excellent.
And it's great. Like this, I think, is 2FM's sixth year supporting it. We've learned so much. And we've learned so much about, you know, like, you know, schools participating in this and the willingness of schools to do Rainbow Jumper Day next Friday or this Friday coming, and to just have those conversations. Like you said, it's not about like waving the pride flags all around the place. It's not about like the big gestures. It's actually just opening the conversations and being like, there's support here for you.
And creating a culture, because I think that there's battles in schools as well, because there's not every teacher's on board with it. That's the sad reality. And there are teachers fighting the battle, and teachers have a lot, like teachers now have to prove in paper that they've actually taught the kids. They have a lot of work to do. So organization culture shouldn't really be part of their job, but it is, and there's ones that have to fight a battle in there as well, and it's great that Belong To will support them in that.
As an adult, okay, as an adult now who has, you know, grown up in the 90s in primary school and secondary school and gone in through like everything, do you feel a responsibility for the younger generation now, for all of the, you know, gay children or bi children or anyone coming up, like just to set an example, like you just being on stage, you doing this tour around the country, around the world?
I mean, I definitely do. I after all of that, you know, when I left school in my 20s, I was very blue about the whole thing. And I got very victim-y for a few years. But now, and I've just been writing about all of that stuff recently for a project, and it brought it all up again, but it changed, your tack changes on it. Yeah. And I was like, well, okay, genius, what are you going to do about it then? Because you can't... Like, I'm an adult now, like I'm part of the world. It's like, well, how are you going to make a change? And I think the responsibility is that I'm a conversation starter, for sure. You know, people can say he's a terrible comedian, but I've no problem with him being gay. You know, you know, like that, like even parents that hate me can use me as a conversation starter to say something positive to their child. So I think I'm very conscious of that. And I'm also conscious of the fact that that visibility is important.
Yeah, and it absolutely is.
And it is.
Yeah. And you touring around the country on your tour. The tickets are on sale for now. Like, check out Garofarty. One more plug. One more plug for Garofarty. No, but I mean, head on to your Instagram and you can get tickets there. But it is amazing that you've chosen Belong to, you know, support.
Yeah, but with that, and I'm very reluctant to take a pat on the back for that. Yeah. It's like, I'm carrying a banner around in my car and a few leaflets. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is the bare minimum when kids are...
going through it.
Isolated, and, you know, the statistics on self-harm and anxiety and depression, like, it's really bad. And parents, you know, unless you're actively involved in it, you're watching that with your child.
Yeah.
So if they can... A lot of people just don't know the support is out there, and it is, and it's great.
You can check out belongto.org if you want to get more information and more support. There is so many things happening around the country in loads of different schools. We are going to be hearing from different people and different students. Girl Farley, thank you so much for joining us today.
You okay now? My pleasure.
We are going to go to a quick ad break. We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.